Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a very wonderful guest with us today, Trevor.
Oh, I'm wonderful.
You're one. Yeah,
thanks.
I said special before, and now I'm saying wonderful.
Because we're in a different place.
Yeah. Look at this place. Wait, it's what? Wonderful.
We feel like a normal podcast, I feel like.
It's so beautiful. Look at all the toucans. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Toucans everywhere.
I actually didn't notice that until right now. Yes. My tiny picture.
We had to bring him.
Yeah, of course.
I had to bring him.
Harambe is everywhere with me.
For those who don't know, Smosh is moving its studios from Rancho Cucamonga to Oxnard.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Oxnard is a really cool place.
I've actually never been to Oxnard.
What?
Oh, that's crazy. I've been there so many times.
My parents. That's where my parents are from.
Really?
Yeah, Ventura and Oxnard. They went to high school there.
That's crazy.
I've heard it's gorgeous, which it doesn't, the name doesn't sound gorgeous.
Mm. It sounds Oxnard. Like Oxford in England. So that's what's helping me.
But Nard?
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 It's a beautiful place. It's crazy.
it just I love
sound,
it.
It doesn't sound like a beach town.
Mm-mm. Ventura.
Yes,
Ventura sounds so
Ventura
much more.
Ventura sounds more like a
Long
like beach,
like Ventura.
Obviously. Yeah, Ventura.
Ventura.
But Oxnard sounds like it's in the middle of nowhere.
It sounds like there's a lot of universities around.
Yeah.
We're not vibing on Oxnard. Like, I have Oxnard as different in my head than you guys. That's
I
clear.
Think so.
Okay.
You're thinking of it as academic.
Well,
yes.
And I just see like a bunch of car
it's
dealerships.
It's an academic school that people are fighting for their lives and they have to bond with a dragon. And if they don't bond with a dragon, they will die.
That's just fourth wing.
See, I see it as the place that I would go sometimes when I was a kid to visit family.
Yeah, you're too close to it.
Yeah, I'm too close. I can't have an opinion on Oxnard.
Too connected.
Yeah, you shouldn't have an opinion on that.
But anyways,
I totally get that.
Moving our studios. So in the meantime,
we're here.
Here at just a temporary.
And it's so cute.
Yeah.
This chair.
It's very nice. This chair is actually incredible.
I gotta say, I'm so comfy.
I am excited to get a new chair for Reddit Stories.
Whoa.
Okay.
Having problems?
Well, that chair.
I sat in Shane's chair for 2 seconds during a live stream. What is wrong with that chair?
I don't
actually
know.
It's like a consistent, you want to go backwards, but that's not the point of it.
It's far more leaned back than it looks.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have arm rests.
No.
It's not.
It's
really
not good.
It was just the chair we had, and we just threw it out there back in the day, and then we just didn't change it because we were just
but
like,
you
yeah.
sit there for hours. Shane sometimes sleeps in that chair. That's how long he does
Reddit
stories for.
Yeah, yeah. We stopped down for a little bit. I'm like, let me just take a nap right here. Sometimes overnight.
Yeah.
You know. But
yeah, we don't want you to do that anymore. In the new space, you can't do that. That's
yeah, we're getting
I heard.
A new chair. I don't know exactly what the new chair is going to be like. I hope it's something like this. This is one of the most comfortable chairs I've ever sat in.
Can I just say, I just got so conscious of the fact that now people can see my lower half. Because normally we're sitting at the table and I'm like, it doesn't matter what I'm doing with my legs. And
it's
I just
true.
Thought about it and I just immediately started fidgeting. I'm like, do my legs
Your
look
legs
weird?
Look it's great.
Thank
That's
you.
Why I wear these socks.
No, and you're wearing your shoes match the top.
Okay.
It's great.
Thank you.
I do, when we're filming like a couple episodes of Smosh Mouth, it is nice that I don't have to worry about what pants I'm wearing if it like works.
Oh yeah,
as a whole outfit.
Pantsless
sometimes I'll just
favorite.
Go Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
at the table.
I have noticed that it's tough for me. To
it is
focus.
Really tough. It's hard to ignore.
Well,
he comes in and just strips and sits.
Yeah, I was wearing pants, but I take them off to sit on that little tiny school chair.
Yeah.
The new set will show your lower halves. The new set's gonna show our lower halves.
What?
Fuck.
You know what?
Dude.
I'm fine with that because I always wear nice lower halves.
I always put on my nicest lower halves.
Yeah.
Wow.
My lower halves. Everybody loves my lower
That's
halves.
That's crazy.
I got to get new pants. I need to go.
Shane and I never change our pants for Smosh Mouth. We'll just change our
shirts. I try to wear one pair of pants for a whole shoot day.
Yeah.
It does make outfits tough.
Mm-hmm.
I do end up wearing just white t-shirt and something over it pretty much every day because I'm like, what else works with four?
Nothing wrong with that.
Four different variations.
Like, there's nothing wrong with wearing a white t-shirt. If I could wear a white t-shirt every day, I would. But me in a white t-shirt is weird. Like, me in like a, I don't know. It just makes me feel like I went to gym class and I forgot my
You gotta
gym
try
shirt.
It out sometime.
I guess. I'll try it. I'll wear it with a gold chain.
Depends on what type of white t-shirt, too.
We should do a video and we just all, like, wear white t-shirts and jeans and then pretend that it was an accident and be like, what?
Whoa, can't believe
How
we all
did we all do this?
This is wild.
I just spoiled it.
Now everybody knows.
It's okay.
So we haven't actually recorded a new episode of this show in a minute because we kind of batched up a bunch of episodes before we left our old studio.
It's been almost a month.
It's been like a month, and a lot has happened in a month.
Mm-hmm. Angela and Chance and Olivia played us.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That was a great episode.
Unbelievable.
Loved that.
Very fun episode.
But yeah, so much happened maybe in our lives.
Just in general, and as well. Punch.
Oh,
I hate that video.
Don't talk to me about Punch.
Every video.
I do not like those videos.
So Courtney had a prediction for this year, and it was that monkeys are going to do something new. And
reject their own.
Yeah, yeah. Bully. Be a huge loser.
Yeah.
Because Punch like,
whoa, are you saying Punch is a loser?
Just everybody hates him. Like he's kind of a reject.
Oh, okay,
crazy just Punch hates take.
I'm kidding. I'm not punching
him
down right now.
Whoa, everybody hates him. That means you hate him, Shane.
No, I'm saying the monkeys so hate him in the monkey world.
So do you agree with them?
No, but I am a Homo sapien. Mm. I am far, far more intelligent.
He's a homo, all right.
Yeah. No, the Punch videos, they are brutal. But then you'll see a video where it's like, oh, one of the monkeys likes him and is hugging him. And then in like the next video, it's like, that monkey doesn't like him anymore.
Dude,
what the fuck is going on?
That first day I learned about Punch was such a roller coaster. Because I was like, oh my God, this monkey is getting bullied and I wanted to cry. 20 minutes later, I see a video. Actually, the monkey has a friend now. And I was like, yes! And then another video comes and it's the monkeys being mean again. I'm like, what's going on?
All I can think about is like, you know, fuck those other monkeys. Like, Punch is awesome. He's clearly awesome and ahead of his time. That's how I look at that situation.
Yeah. He's a Renaissance man.
Yeah, exactly. It's really hard for me to watch.
That story needs to turn out well. He needs to
what
inevitably.
What do you think's gonna happen?
I just am like, if he never gets accepted fully into that.
Why do you think?
Tribe.
What is the possible reason why a monkey would not be accepted? Is it their scent? Like, what is it?
I'm not.
No, I know this.
Sure.
This is just opinion.
Okay. Like our assumptions.
Yeah. I think it's like kind of power dynamics in the animal kingdom. Like one monkey's kind of being mean to be like, yeah, I'm a big dog. Like it's kind of like very human of like, I'm going to bully this kid because I want people to see that I'm strong.
Everyone's bullying him.
I wonder if it's just a hierarchy thing. Like you add one monkey to the chain. And it's just like, all right, where do you fit in here? Because there's an order to things. Yeah. So if you're added, who is above you and who's below you?
Yeah. Well, it's like Planet of the Apes, you know? It's like they hated Caesar. And you know, Planet of the Apes is crazy.
Caesar was rude.
Because it's like, what?
Because well, Caesar was mean.
I didn't like Caesar either.
Caesar was mean in Planet of the Apes?
Wasn't he? Am I crazy?
I don't think so. I feel like he just was kind of a monkey.
It's been a minute since I've watched all of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting.
But like the whole thing is like, you know, all those monkeys are so mad they want to break out because there's no space, you know, in the enclosure. It's like you'd think they'd just build a bigger.
So you think maybe the little one is just taking up a little bit too much space.
The bigger one could have fixed the problem.
Maybe he has a different scent on him and they feel like he's not part of them.
My cats are that way, but cats are obviously so different. But like when my one cat goes to the vet and he comes back, our other cat hates him for days.
Because a different scent.
Hates him. Like truly hates him.
I'm sticking with
this. And then suddenly one day is normal. I just don't know how monkeys work.
Yeah.
Maybe...
How do monkeys work?
Guys.
How do monkeys work?
How do monkeys work?
Put it in the comments.
You know, actually, that happens to me when I come home from a smosh shoot. Raven hates me for like a few hours.
I don't think it's how you smell.
Hey. What the fuck? Hey. Is it my scent?
Oh, it's my scent. It's Shane and Amanda's
scent.
Because
I smell different. She doesn't recognize me. Maybe give Punch a little tiny like Porsche.
Gun.
You could give him a gun.
Could you imagine?
Take away the stuffed animal, give him a gun.
The next video, it's just Punch with a gun. Like,
and he's just holding it up. All right, you're cool.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by ZocDoc. Hey guys, we are filming at a new location today, and I don't really know the area that well, but it's okay because I can just open the ZocDoc app and it'll find my location and find doctors in my area. So I can go to an appointment right after this episode.
Oh no, are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, you just made me laugh so hard that I got a little tummy ache.
Yeah, it happens. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone you love.
Throw some numbers out there, cutie pie.
Okay. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 150,000 providers across all 50 states. ZocDoc offers 200-plus specialties, ranging from dermatology to eye care. Appointments made through ZocDoc happen fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking.
Yeah, fast, like my heart is beating right now. Boom, boom. Anyways, I really like the ZocDoc app. It was so easy for me to find doctors in my area within my network. Yeah. Your turn, cutie pie.
Okay. You need to go see a doctor immediately. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message. Back to the show.
I liked that.
What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know, but I like it.
Okay, so that prediction, we could kind of mark that off.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
But another prediction that I think came true, effectively, I said there'd be a gathering of 100 Chosens.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And mm-hmm. within a
and
month.
And one Sarah Christ.
And one Sarah Christ.
There was one Sarah Christ.
Yeah, so.
So talk to us about it.
Within a month, within like January of this year, after making that prediction, some fans here in LA started organizing a gathering of Chosens that would happen at a park. And it was like, oh, this is picking up steam. Like, they're really organizing this. There was posters mm-hmm. around like Echo Park and stuff for it. It was awesome. And we started talking about it. And then our head of social team, Erica, was like, should we like send you? Should you go? And I was like, sure. Like, yeah. Absolutely. Like, and, you know, when I saw it was happening, I was like, yeah, like, I would be down to go. And I was like, well, I need to go as the Chosen. Like,
of course.
Like, the Chosen goes. And my dream was to kind of just show up and just try to, like, sneak in and just be, like, part of the crowd. It's like, what's up? I'm another Chosen here. But they were like, okay, it's protocol here at Smosh. Like, you need to have, like, a bodyguard. Just in case. I was like, we're not going to need it, but
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
And so we had this like huge, like 6'5" guy, probably
what?
Taller.
Have we met him before?
Huge bodyguard. And we put him in a Chosen shirt. And I was trying to explain the character. This is this guy who's worked for like 40 years as a bodyguard. And he's like, so what's his deal? Like, what's the Chosen's deal? Does he like howl and stuff? And I was like, not really, but he just is like,
he just likes wolves on a shirt,
but you know, whatever. And
he could howl.
He like put on the shirt. Yeah. He was like, he's like, so am I part of the wolf pack now? I was like, yeah, man. Sure.
He's like guarded presidents before.
Yeah. Like, you know, normally I guard people who need protection.
I love how he's really trying to get the backstory. He's like,
yeah,
okay, he's like, what's his motivation?
So this Chosen have enemies that I need to look out for.
I love that.
But so we show up to this park and everybody stayed in character and it was awesome. I truly was just kind of blown away. I actually genuinely felt like I was like intruding on like an event.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I didn't technically.
That's epic.
I mm-hmm. didn't say I was coming on Partiful. You know,
yeah.
I showed up. And so I walk up and they're in the middle of doing a Chosen competition.
What and they, does that look like?
Just like different skills mm-hmm. to establish that you're a Chosen. There's many skills.
No,
the winner gets a copy of Blade 2.
Okay, incredible. Okay, perfect.
And I start walking
hopefully
up,
on Blu-ray.
They truly kind of like, everyone kind of like parts like, and like opens up and I'm like suddenly in the middle of the crowd. And they're all just kind of staring at me. And I was like, I did not prepare a speech. Like, I'm just going to show up and say, hey, and like hang out.
But as the Chosen.
And then I was like, I got to say something. And I was just saying, like, truly, it was like so cool. I was like, I was kind of blown away.
Were you saying mm-hmm. it as Shane or in the Chosen?
I was trying to stay in Chosen, but it was hard. I was like, this is trippy because I'm not performing. I'm just here hanging mm-hmm. out. But I am this character and everybody else is this character. And like, even when we were
so
getting
cool.
like a group photo, like, one of the Chosens turned to me and he had like a sai, which is one of those sick like Ninja Turtles knives. And he's like, Chosen, do you need a weapon? And I was like, no, I'm okay. Thank you. Like, I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
That is so cool. I saw
really
the video
was,
and I was just like, this is epic.
It was genuinely so sick. Like, I was like, I can't believe this. I really like shout out to everybody who organized it and went. And I'm sure there's going to be more gatherings throughout this year. I think I've heard about others happening and it's really so cool. Like,
love it.
I love that people find joy in that character.
It's so cool. I think it's so epic that you like predicted that. And then they all, you know, people are busy and doing their thing, but they all came together. And I love that they all stayed in character.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. incredible.
One of the Chosens towards the end of the gathering stopped me. As I was like leaving, they're just like, Chosen. They're like, just so you know, as an actual virgin, stolen valor. And I was like, that's the funniest shit I've ever been said. I was like, dude, these people rock so much. I was like, incredible. I was like, well, yeah, Chosen. You're busy.
That's
really good.
Amazing.
It was so awesome.
That's so cool.
It was the best. We got to try to like, I don't know, challenge our fans to more things because they do it.
I will say, I guess I can like speak about this, but our fans are incredible. People were sending me this. So apparently in the Philippines,
yes,
there was a billboard of me because it was my birthday in the Philippines.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And these fans are amazing. They've reached out to me. They're so sweet. They're so amazing. They had a full gathering to celebrate my birthday after my birthday of all different characters I play.
They had a bigger celebration for your birthday than you did.
I know.
Incredible.
I know. This year I went like really like minimal for my birthday, and they sent me pictures and videos, and I reposted, and it was just it's unbelievable to me. Like people on Slack were being like, "Do you see this happening?" And I was like, it makes me want to go to the Philippines and be like, hey, guys, and show up as like Tinky. Well, maybe not Tinky Winky. That's a hard costume to like walk around in. But like Sarah Kreis, like it was just, I'm so honored because you come up with these characters and you're like, you get joy from them. And then when people get joy and then want to dress up as them, it was just. And Selena was just in the Philippines as well, which is crazy because that's where she's from. She was visiting her family. Mm-hmm. And she didn't see the billboard, also because there's a lot of traffic. But like she did get invited to one of these events and she couldn't go. But like I just think that's.
She got invited to your birthday party.
Incredible.
Yeah. In the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
Did you get invited to your birthday party in the Philippines?
They might have, but
that's kind of an epic, horrible prank is to have a birthday party for someone and not invite them. But like it's your birthday and we're like, oh, Trevor, it's your birthday party this weekend. You're not invited.
You're not
you can't.
But we are having your birthday party.
I mean, I've never been to the Philippines, but I would love to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our Pinoy brothers and sisters do not mess around.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
We did our episode where we were speaking, trying to read other languages,
Tagalog.
And people were talking about you with Tagalog.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know this.
So my basketball team, when I was in high school, we went over to the Philippines in the summer for a few weeks to play basketball. And so I was just in the Philippines with my friends for a few weeks, and we had friends, and they taught me this song called Basketball, Basketball. And it's funny because it was so clear that it was like an inappropriate, like double meaning song. And they're like, we have to show you this song about basketball. Like, you're going to love it. It's about basketball.
Double meaning.
Yeah. And then they're like, the song is like, basketball, basketball, ang sarap sarap mag basketball. And ang sarap, I believe, means like tasty or something.
Tasty basketball.
And it's like tasty. It's like about sex. And so the whole time they're like, you gotta learn this song, dude. Like you gotta. I was like, guys, are you gonna tell us what it means? Like it's clearly.
You're like basketball.
But it is truly stuck in my head since 2016 or whenever I went. It's been just like in my head. But it was so much fun. I love the Philippines.
Y'all didn't think a white boy could speak a little Tagalog. Hi from the Philippines. Oi. Basketball, basketball, ang sarap sarap mag basketball. Anyone from the Philippines for that one? For that dirty song that I was pranked into singing by my Filipino friends, and they said, no, it's just about basketball, buddy. And I went, okay, let me sing it with my whole chest. How do I know that song? 'Cause I'm him. Yeah, you all didn't think a white boy had that in him, did you?
I think it was like some of the most fun I've ever had, like on a trip there.
I would love,
incredible.
To go. I went to, there was a Filipino festival here in LA because we have a couple Filipino friends, and I went and it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I think it was, where was it? Filipino town, I guess. Yeah, obviously. It was so, so amazing. Such a huge community in LA. Massive.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess we all have to go to the Philippines.
I feel like
I would love that.
Sing basketball.
Would love basketball. That.
It'd be fun to go and do a show in the Philippines.
I would literally love it.
Yeah.
I've literally wanted to go back ever since.
We don't have any plans.
We don't have any plans.
But I'm saying it would be, we would be, it'd be cool.
Be cool.
I'm saying it'd be cool to do that.
Yes.
It'd be cool.
And I am a working mom. I have help. I have care. My husband's incredible. I can get on a plane without my son.
Guys, I can go to the Philippines. I could go. I can do it. I have a passport.
My son won't remember and won't be upset with me years later.
No.
If I miss a bedtime, even though that's what I think. I'm like, I missed a bedtime. He's going to remember the next day. He won't.
I could go for some chicken adobo right now. Oh my God.
Sorry?
Chicken adobo.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about food now.
Me too. I'm always thinking about food.
I'm not.
Anyways, that's so wild.
That's really sad.
I'm thinking about playing Pocopia.
Dude, Pocopia.
I don't know what you just said.
Okay.
It's a game.
Is this what you guys were talking about earlier?
Let's let the men talk for a second.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Trevor's back on the pod and I hate you. I like you, Trevor, and then you get on the pod and something snaps.
Gentlemen, shall we go to the cigar lounge and talk about Pocopia?
Pocopia.
Hate you. No, tell me what this is. Is this?
The more I try to explain it, the dumber it's going to sound.
Well, and I love that.
It's just like, it's like a community builder. It's like a Stardew Valley type, Animal Crossing type. You go into a world and it's all about just like, you've got kind of this blank slate. And then you make it your own.
This sounds,
and it's like,
stupid. This sounds fun.
Just build.
You can build homes. You can build things. Decorate.
Water the grass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Find Pokemon. But it's really fun because it's Pokemon. So it's like, you know, you can find Pokemon and they join your community. And it's cute because instead of like catching the Pokemon, you build little habitats for them. So it's like each Pokemon is like, ooh, you want to build like grass under a shaded tree. And then you build that. And then a Pokemon comes and lives there.
Oh, wait, that's really cute.
Yeah, wow. It's awesome.
Sounds like you guys are like the town mayor or town construction
workers.
Kinda.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, you're a ditto.
Yeah. Ditto.
Yeah.
You know
ditto.
That one.
Like when Patrick Swayze said it in Ghost, when she said, I love you, and he said ditto.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that pottery scene.
Speaking of video games, though.
Woo!
Speaking of video games, though, a new Resident Evil came out.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know. Trust me.
And it sucks that we're in the middle of a move because I know Spencer is dying.
It's going
to
happen.
To play it with you and
Angela. Angela ordered t-shirts for us. I'm actually not kidding.
What?
Yep.
What do you mean t-shirts?
So we're on a really cool group text. It's a Resident Evil group text. Me, Spencer, and Angela. Sorry.
Okay.
Wow. Angela ordered us all Resident Evil t-shirts.
What do they have on them?
What, does it just say Resident Evil? Does it say
like
no, I can't remember. I could like literally pull up the picture.
Do you own it yet, or
I don't own it yet. She ordered it.
She's ordered.
She's,
okay.
She told us to Venmo her. I'm not sure if we will.
Did she ask?
That's the funniest thing. Ordering something for someone without telling them, being like, "And can you Venmo me
also,
for that?"
And you need to spot me for this.
It's possible that we're not going to Venmo her.
I don't think
okay,
I would.
Okay, here it is. It's so good. It literally says girl dinner on it.
Bro.
It.
And it's just Leon Kennedy.
It's look at
just
Leon. Well, it's all the versions of him.
Nice.
That's
because
great.
You know we did the video on games where Spencer had a PowerPoint and explained all of the lore of Resident Evil, which I was like, this is epic. I wish I knew.
Mm-hmm. Freaking crazy.
So the iterations of him is all, it's like he becomes like a baddie. Later.
The funniest part about that is that I guarantee you Spencer will wear that shirt more than either of you.
No.
100%.
He will. Because girl dinner is fun, but it's like, I kind of reject the term.
Spencer
in
wearing
a way,
it's the funniest.
But Spencer
version.
Wearing girl dinner is the greatest.
He's going to have that
ever.
Thing tucked in, denim jacket over it, with the boots on.
With his mug
full of Kickstart.
Can I clear the air real quick about the mug situation?
Okay.
So remember when we did Guess Who Walked?
Yeah.
And I did impression of Spencer. And everyone's
and you
like,
did, and you had a lean to him.
And everyone's like, what's wrong with you? Why would you do that, you monster?
Uh-huh.
I was leaning.
Because he's.
And I brought it up to Spencer, and he agreed. It's because he has a mug.
And it's you were saying he's leaning because it's more of a choice.
He's leaning
because he's kind of like
the way he walks is he leans into a conversation. Mm-hmm. That's why I walked with such an aggressive.
I see what
lean.
You're saying.
I overdid it.
No, I think you nailed it.
But I did nail it like in here.
Oh, oof. Whoa.
What?
Hold on.
What?
Keep going. Keep. Can you keep?
Oh, damn it.
You just find it. I want to do this one justice so much. Can you keep? Can you do a little bit more than a couple steps?
Huh.
Hey.
I think
keep
I
going,
have it.
Keep going.
Oh. And it doesn't say Sadie.
Am I not killing this? God, I see it.
It's the. I'm getting some vibes.
Or also this.
Your walks were very good in that video.
Yeah, Angela really enjoyed hers.
You gave people a lot to think about.
That video was a thinker.
That's what I was saying. If I'm going to do an impression of you, I'm going to do it honestly from my point of view.
You go.
I don't think I did. I didn't do you.
No, I don't think.
No, I didn't do
I don't
you.
Think so.
I don't know.
I'd love to see that.
People pointed out that a lot of your impressions of people's walks, they're like looking up. And that's because from your perspective, everyone is probably looking up.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's so good. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And that makes
some of
so
them,
much
I think
sense.
It's the case. Like, I think you did an impression of Noah.
Noah
and
Noah looks up Noah's, in general.
Noah's very much like that.
But you're taller than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one. I got one.
But you didn't do Trevor.
No, Trevor wasn't in that.
I wouldn't know.
I didn't pick a Trevor.
I feel like you've got a pretty, like...
His is bouncy. Bouncy. Yeah,
a little bouncy.
And,
I
like,
bounce.
Limber and, like...
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Look, for listeners and viewers, impersonate your friend's walks.
That's crazy. I've never thought about how I walk. I walk way too fast. That is one thing, is I have to consciously slow myself
down. I walk
fast too.
You walk really fast.
It's because when I was young and I wasn't tall, my dad never slowed down. Like, my dad's tall. And so as a kid, I was like, I had to book it to keep up with him.
Yeah.
And then I carried that, and now I have long legs, and I haven't adjusted. So I just end up.
My family's fast walkers too.
Yeah.
My dad
same.
Moves.
I don't know what it is about those Gen Xers or whatever. They had places to be.
No, my mom too. She's like, do we want to go get a coffee? I'm like, yeah. Boom. I don't even, I turn
she's
for
gone.
One second.
Like there's a cloud of dust.
No, literally, like it's like an image flashes through my eyes and she is booking it.
It's crazy.
And she doesn't stop. Sometimes I'm like, mom, there is an actual do not walk sign. Mm-hmm. And she will not stop. It's like she's programmed. I think if she stops, she's afraid it'll be done, like it'll be over with.
It's also not just walking. Like my dad, I'll be home and he'll be like, hey, you want to like leave at like 5:30 to like go to dinner? I'm like, yeah, that's great. And then he'll like text me at 5:20. He's like, I'm in the car whenever you're ready.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, what do you mean? I'm like, what, you're sitting in the car? And he's probably already been in there for like 5 minutes. Like he's been sitting there for 15 minutes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My dad picked me up from the airport. He's been there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
He has Dunkin' Donuts, his second Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And he's like, yeah, you know, he parks in the same spot. And he explains it to me every time. You know, I parked, we got to take the elevator. I'm like, I know where you parked, Dad. I know where you parked. I know where you'll be. You've been here.
Yeah.
He's like, I get up at 4 a.m. What is with older people who just wake up at 4 and that's it?
They wake up at 4. They're always like, they're always my dad's 15 minutes early to the movies without fail. Like, we'll go see a movie and I'm like, dude, genuinely, the previews are starting 5 minutes late. Like, AMC in the app has a thing that
says
your movie is not going to start until 25 to 30 minutes after the time it says. I'm like, what are we doing here? I got to sit in the chair for an hour before the movie starts.
Yeah, but I like that.
I don't like the new previews that they have, though. They have like weird, like little dumber previews before the actual previews.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Tell me why.
I don't know.
They just have like, it's just AMC's own little things.
I don't know. I went to go see Wuthering Heights on my birthday and we were literally 4 minutes late, which was a crime. Awful. I hate being late for the movies.
Mm-hmm.
We walked
in
the middle of a scene that I was like, what?
Wait, you were late for the movie itself or the previews?
I was literally, I thought so we got there 5 minutes. So they said the movie starts at, you know, 1 or whatever. We got there at 1:05, which was a crime.
Okay.
But there were no previews. It was straight into the movie.
And you already missed
AMC.
A little bit. You already missed a little bit of the movie.
I would
leave.
I'd be so mad.
I can't do
the
that.
If you know what the opening scene is, I walked into... Do you guys... Have you seen it?
No.
That's fine. If you have seen it, I walked into that opening scene where they're above and you see that.
Well,
you know
now I'm
saying?
Not going to see it.
Yeah.
Now I know everything.
Yeah.
I would not be able to handle that. If I
don't know why people hated that movie. I freaking loved it.
Yeah,
there are things that I'm like, oh, I wish, but I loved it.
I heard a lot about that movie.
I loved it. And everyone's like, it's not Wuthering Heights. I'm like, do you really want Wuthering Heights?
No.
Do you want that story?
Yeah.
But it is.
I haven't seen it, but I feel like it happens with every book adaption.
It's not the book.
Nowadays, where everyone's really mad, but I'm like, what I did, because I would be pissed off about movies adapted from books, and then I started being like, you know what? It's a whole new thing. Mm-hmm. I just treat it as like, this is a whole new story.
It's literally in quotes, though.
It's loosely based on this book I like, but if I want the book, then I'm going to be disappointed every time.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. But it's hard. It's hard when you read a book.
It's really hard.
Really, really into it. Especially if you listen to the audio. I remember listening to Girl on the Train audiobook, and then I watched the movie and I was like, they're not even British. What? And Emily Blunt was the lead and she wasn't even, she was speaking English, like American.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, huh? So I get the upset, but there's so many iterations of Wuthering Heights. Mm-hmm. You can literally see Tom Hardy meet his wife in real life in Wuthering Heights.
There you go.
That's how they met. Like, Ralph Fiennes in Wuthering Heights, like, there's so many iterations.
Yeah.
And they're not, it's
Ralph Fiennes and Tom Hardy have both been in Wuthering Heights.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I don't have Wuthering Heights ball knowledge I guess.
I've seen them all.
Whoa.
Literally. I love the story. Is so, it's like a Romeo and Juliet. It's very tragic.
I think I tried to read Wuthering Heights a long time ago, and I got like 20 pages in. And I was like, no.
I read it in high school.
But I'll give it a shot again.
Yeah, I read it in high school.
This is a similar iteration. It's just basically like a love that like you literally can't breathe without them. But it's just this like.
I need to, I'm going to get into some more classics soon.
Really?
I've been kind of behind on reading, but for the past couple of years, I've been reading a lot of like what's coming out this year, right?
What are you most excited about?
That I bought recently?
Yeah.
Let's see. East of Eden. I have been meaning to read that for forever. People who've read it are like, it's one of the best books of all time. I bought Beloved by Toni Morrison, which I've also heard is like, that's one of the best.
I need to read that book, yeah.
And then Crime and Punishment is one of those like
classics.
And I'm like, I got to read this at some point.
You did a movie.
Oh, there's been movies made up about almost all of those, I think. But just classics are, they're, you know, it's an undertaking. It's not like as like, oh, I'm just going to have a good time and read this. It's like, all right, there are intense themes here and a lot to think about. And, you know, I end up rereading pages and
a lot of rereading pages.
Yeah. It's a little bit more of a challenge as opposed to like a relaxing enjoyment thing.
Yeah.
So that's why I haven't.
I feel that way.
Read that many in a long time.
I've been on my nonfiction grind and the reading, and there's a lot of rereading pages where I'm like, I got to make sure I caught all that. There's a lot of words here.
I do audiobooks for nonfiction because with fiction, with audiobooks, I have a really hard time with like staying focused sometimes, especially if I'm like doing something while I'm listening to it. And if I miss like a minute or two, I'm like, the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard to like rewind it all the time.
Audiobooks are tough.
I do nonfiction for audiobooks because you can miss a little bit and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Just for me, it really depends on the reader. I enjoy reading, so my voice, it's not like Amanda reading. It's like I change my voice according to the characters or whatever's going on. Sometimes the reader can be really distracting to me. But I love, I listen to this other one where there's three different readers, and they all have this like really intense Irish accent. And I was so into it. Really, really into that. But like, audiobooks, it's all about the reader for me.
Mm-hmm.
Has to have a reader that makes sense to the book for me.
I get that.
I don't mind. Do you ever do like an audiobook and then also have the physical book? Like a listen,
a
read along.
Do.
I've never done that.
But I've never done it.
I find it nice. I think when there's times where a book, I've like struggled with reading a book, whether for whatever reason, like if I'm like, I'm just like struggling to keep focus while I'm reading this page, being able to hear it. And it's like, I watch everything with subtitles.
Me too.
I watch everything with subtitles because I'm like, I just like to be able to make sure that I'm hearing and like reading along. So it's like with an audiobook, I'm like, I'm hearing it and I'm reading it and it just helps me stay focused.
Wait, I did actually do this. I did it with, have you ever heard of Covenant of Water?
I don't think so.
Like a very thick book. He also wrote, It's a very medical book, which I didn't realize, but it like spans through all these different stories in India. And the book was amazing, but so much, so much. So I did also tag team with audio, and I found that that was like the best way to get through it. But I don't often do that. Mm-hmm. I know people who read like fantasy books who really want to get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they literally don't have enough time to move their hands, so they'll listen to audio.
Yeah.
And they'll listen to it on like 1.5 or 2 speed.
Because they need to get to like what's happening.
Okay. I love fantasy, and I can't do it with fantasy because if I'm like really locked on a book, I read too fast for an audio book. I'm like, I'm flipping pages too fast.
And the voice.
Yeah. I love an audiobook, and I've done fantasy books on audio, like with an audiobook, but there's times where if I really am if it's an intense part, I'm like, I just want to go. And sometimes they're just reading too slow.
Or I'm sorry, but sometimes the audio is like, and then he took his hand. And they're always like, it's like they're walking uphill when they're talking. And I'm like,
They're performing it too much. Mm-hmm. It's like, you gotta move.
Yeah,
to me, I don't read fantasy. I don't have this voice in my head when I'm reading. He thrusts his, you know, I'm not like reading in a Lord of the Rings voice. Mm-hmm. I'm reading in my voice.
Especially with the type of book you're reading.
Yeah.
Did I say fantasy?
To be clear, you started that
like,
sentence.
He thrust.
Guys, my head was like, yeah, he thrusts a sword.
End of sentence.
No, God, when they're smut, I was saying this to Shane earlier in the morning. I don't know why, but when they're smut, there's so much. The smut has to be earned. Those are the type of books I love because there's so much more going on. There's like so much tension and relationship and courts and politics. So when the smut happens, you're just like.
Can I ask what your like least favorite word or synonym or phrase is for a penis?
Oh my God, I love
Is it like
I went into I detail hate, about this.
Well, I love member. I think member is so funny.
Member gets used a lot. Sorry, he asked you, but
it's okay. Also, Shane reads smut.
I only read one recently. I read this book called Icebreaker, and
what do they say? Because that's more of a modern book.
I don't think. I'm trying to remember if she used like a specific word or it's just kind of like she just kind of would be like, he was huge, right? Like that was kind of, but the verb that she used a lot was disintegrating. Like she disintegrated, like when she like orgasmed, she like disintegrated.
Ew.
And I'm like, what the hell are you?
Okay.
But it gets brought up a lot. I'm like, that's the word you're using? Okay.
That's crazy.
I hate that. I have friends who read these with me. So I talk about this a lot and like in a laughing manner.
Yeah.
So they use words like considerable length.
Yeah.
Ah.
Which I'm not kidding. I do actually like.
Like he thrust his considerable length. Oh, wow.
No,
that's...
No. His considerable length is straining against his leathers.
Oh my God. Dude, I got to start talking like that. I'm going to go home and be like, man, my considerable length is just not doing good in these pants right now.
Yeah, exactly.
My considerable length hurts.
So considerable length, it's not like he's huge. It's like, what's the considerable length to the reader?
Yeah, it's subjective.
One that makes me laugh so hard that I kind of like, but in a way that I'm like, why do I like this? Velvet wrapped steel.
Velvet wrapped.
Now I don't know how I feel about it. I'm literally split.
That's outstanding.
The words are so good. So velvet wrapped steel. I don't know how I feel, but
that's my favorite David Lynch movie.
They also use the word cock.
Yeah,
which is a great word.
Cock is a classic.
They're not using penis.
They're never using penis.
No, you're never going to see penis.
They don't use penis and vagina.
He got his penis out.
Yeah. His considerable length was straining, or his velvet. I wrapped my hands around his velvet wrapped steel.
Oh my. I grasped his velvet. Jesus.
God, I like those.
Wow.
Velvet wrapped steel.
Yeah.
That's a crazy band.
I'm going to be thinking about that one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to be thinking about
women,
that one.
For women, there's some that I'm like, like what?
See, velvet wrapped steel does not sound good because that makes me think of like a velvet couch and that material. Like,
it makes me think
like, no.
that they're like fey and they have really incredible soft skin over something really hard.
Yeah, for sure. There we go.
I don't need to be embarrassed about this. I'm not embarrassed about this.
This is great. I brought it up.
No, you're reading.
I love talking about it, but Velvet Wrapped Steel is like one of those where I read it and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then after you read it, you're like, yeah, where is that Velvet Wrapped Steel? When are we going to sheath this sword? Like,
yeah.
What's happening? I seriously, me and my friends will get together and we are dying laughing about talking about it. But when we're reading it, we're of course like, so into it.
Uh-huh. Dude, we got
that's what I would say.
We should do that. We should do a Smosh Mouth where we're like, hey, you're going to give us all a book to read and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it. And we're going to do a
great
book review.
I would literally.
It needs to be one that's absurd. Like, needs to be.
Oh, yeah.
The craziest thing.
There's some smut that I just won't touch. Like, I think there's like, and hey, if you're into it, get it. But there's some that's like, Mr. Milky.
Oh, yeah.
Mr.
That one.
Milky?
Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Yeah, and it's this woman
I read
who's
that
really
one.
Into like, oh,
that's
so
the one
Shane
that I read
it.
Last year, and I talked about it on like five different podcasts.
So Shane, yeah.
That was the first smutty book I ever read.
But he's a,
he's a Minotaur.
He's a Minotaur.
Well, it's a world where like mythical creatures just live alongside humans, right?
I like that.
So he's like a businessman.
Yeah.
He's like wearing a suit and tie and stuff, but he's a Minotaur.
The cover, okay. The cover is what made me go,
oh,
I don't want to read this.
Insane. It's ridiculous. So I read that. And then recently I read Icebreaker, which is far more grounded. It's a college, it's a hockey player and a figure skater. And one of the ice rinks gets sabotaged, whatever. So they have to share an ice rink. Uh-oh. And they hate each other for no
edge.
Clear reason they hate each other and then they bone a lot.
Wait, do they ever say bone in that?
I think they say boner. She does say boner.
Dude, if I read
it goes between her perspective and his perspective, and multiple times throughout that book, he's like, I'm trying to hide my boner.
I hate that.
See, but imagine if he said, I'm trying to hide my considerable length.
My velvet wrap
seal.
Trevor, that's a mod. I realize I don't like modern smut that much.
You
because
like
Because they're saying like boner. I want them to be in a tunic.
Yes.
I want them to be...
His velvet-wrapped boner.
I want their velvet-wrapped boners to be under a tunic.
Yes, yes. Like, I get it.
I want, like,
because it's fantasy.
My craziest not... It wasn't, like, a smut book, but when I was in, like, seventh grade, I had to do, like, a book report, and I had to do, like... And I was like, hey, Dad, any good books you're reading? Because I was,
I got this grader. Porno
Milk man.
But he recommends me this book, and it's, like, a historical fiction, and it was all really good and a very good book, but there was, like, two things in it where I read it, and it was, you know, I was in seventh grade, and there was this, like, very smutty section where it was just like describing like, and it was crazy because it was like part of it was like kind of revolutionary or like industrial revolution period, and this guy was like a coal miner, and then he like goes and like it gets out of the coal mine and has sex with like his whoever in like a bathtub, and it was the craziest thing, and I was reading it and I was like does my dad remember what was in this book, because I feel like he wouldn't just give me this book to read if he remembered like these scenes in it.
Probably not.
And then I was
how
like
old
I'm
are you?
Like seventh grade.
Okay.
But seventh grade, but conservative Christian school, seventh grade.
Yeah. Your like, dad was reading that.
No, I know he read it, and I was like, well, I'm too far gone now to like change books. And then I did the book report on it. And I was like, I had this like fear in the back of my head. I was like, surely like the teacher isn't going to like go look at the book and then be like, he read a weird book. I was like very scared of that. But yeah, that was the first time
Trevor,
I read anything.
I do actually relate to that really like. My dad recommended True Blood when I was younger.
Whoa.
And he was like, True Blood is such an amazing show. Like, you and your... Like,
your dad contains multitudes.
You need to... My dad is a fascinating, amazing man. And me and my younger sister... And we weren't that young, but we were watching True Blood. And my mom walks in on this very specific scene where it's two vampires going at it. And he snaps her head he's going from behind and he snaps her head to face him so that he could look at her. And my mom goes, what are you guys watching? And she wasn't judging because my mom also watches what she wants to watch. But she goes, and we're like, this is Dad's favorite show.
He loves
this. And she goes,
and it didn't kill the vampire, right? It's just like...
No, he
just...
He was doing her from behind and he wanted to see her face. So, of course, he snapped her head back.
Yeah.
Because that's
how you do that. That's the natural.
But like...
Who's got time to flip over, you know? Who's got time?
My dad is just like, he just loves watching things like that. And so he'll, still to this day, he's like, you gotta watch the show. It's such a good show. And I'm like, yes. Okay.
Damn.
But I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's normalize it. But
oh, yeah.
But I will say in these books, this is why I struggle with modern smut, because I just like, I don't want to read about a guy's boner, because boner just makes me feel like I'm in high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying the book.
I mean, they're in college in this book.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just struggled because there was really kind of no plot.
Mm.
There needs to be a plot.
If the smut comes, the first 300 pages, I'm like, uh-oh.
I need a slow build.
Full plot, wait, full tension.
You have to read 300 pages before you get to the smut?
One series, I read 4 books to get to the smut.
Whoa!
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
It's not just about the smut. I mean, the smut is amazing, of course. But, like, I love the tension. I can be turned on just by, like, looks and glances.
Yeah.
That's why modern smut isn't my favorite, because I feel like they, like...
They just get right to it.
It happens at, like, page 50 of Icebreaker.
Fuck that.
And I was kind of like, this is crazy. Like, what? Like, all right. Come on.
Barely met the character.
I hardly even know who these people are.
They're already having sex on the ice.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know what their wants are.
Yeah.
Who they are before.
Yeah.
You need a little world building.
Absolutely.
You
know?
Yeah, you need a lot.
What college are they at? Do they have other choices?
It's a made-up college.
Did they not get accepted to their first choice?
It's a made-up college.
I'm a student at College University.
It's truly not far off from that. It was actually fascinating, though, because even though it's modern day, it takes place in a college in California, it was a fantasy book, right? Because it's a college hockey team of like a bunch of 6'5" jock dudes, but they're all so respectful of women. And like, even though they're like douchey, but multiple times throughout the book, it's like
they're perfect.
Like going through like textbook of like, here's the most respectful way to handle this situation.
Tall,
right?
Respectful athlete.
Like, there's a part where like she's drunk and he's just like, he's like, no, you're drunk. I'm not gonna do anything. Like, whatever. And then like, just throughout it, I'm like, oh, this is the dream world where, like, even when guys are being douchey, yeah, they're still being so respectful. It was really interesting to read in that way. But
yeah, that's an amazing, we would love that.
Right.
I feel like that's how it should be. But what I love about the characters is like the author isn't afraid to make these characters flawed. And then how they deal with that.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can still have this. They still could have had a plot. Because throughout the book, she's just like, I fucking hate this guy. And it's like, why? He's perfect. Like, he's only doing perfect things. She's just like, I'm so annoyed by him. I'm like, why? Like, give us a good reason.
There's not enough world building, because there's nothing better than enemies to lovers for
me. Totally.
But it's like, if the person doesn't like them, I really need to know why.
It needs to be justified.
It needs to be justified.
Yeah, and that's been of the only couple smutty books I've read. I've been like, there just needs to be more plot. Like, there needs to be more tension, more struggle.
Yeah.
So that when it happens, it's like, hell yeah.
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 I think that's a reasonable request.
Reasonable request.
Well, anyways.
Considerable length.
That's our views on smut.
Yeah.
And
not
velvet
all of them,
wrapped
though.
Steel.
Not all of them.
Yeah, velvet wrapped steel. Should we, you know, check in with some comments?
Oh, yeah. We have a little segment we want to do today where we read some comments. We mainly pulled from one of the more recent episodes a few weeks back. It was you, Angela, and Chance. Actually, no, sorry. It was, I forgot.
It's okay. Smut does that
A couple weeks ago,
not here.
Angela and Chance and Olivia played you and I and Spencer.
Yes.
And Selena found a bunch of comments from that episode that were very funny. The comments on it were just incredible.
They're so funny.
And I read a lot of our Smoshmouth comments.
Yeah.
And they're gold.
They are
pulled
really
up
fun.
Some of my favorites from recent episodes. Price Pilled commented, they basically made Amanda the battered wife to two Brokeback Mountain men who can't stop wanting each other.
This is the one I sent to Selena because I was like, wow, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Chance has this whole, I mean, Chance wasn't even there. He literally became
He transforms.
A version of me.
Yeah.
A version of me. No, he killed it. But he has this whole thing where he's telling a story and they're just throwing around my baby. And it is this, they're having like this whole love affair. And he's just like, so in Boston, like, yeah, so good.
I saw some comments being like, oh, they could have dropped the act like halfway through and we could have just gotten them. It's like, I think we actually said that to them. I think we were like, yeah, feel free to like break character at a certain point. They forget who they are.
They committed.
Why would they ever drop? I can't drop an act if I'm in a wig. Like, I don't want to.
Chance is someone else. when we like cut for a minute or so, he's just in character. At DJDB Music said, like the halfway mark, Amanda recording what is already being recorded, never change.
Yeah, I also sent that
you
one.
You were filming it.
And I was like, yeah. What does he mean? Oh, right.
Because you were filming the episode
filming
while
episode
we were recording
while it was
the episode.
Already recording.
Nice. Hey, you know, posterity.
It was like, look at them.
You and Angela have, Angela especially, has such an instinct for filming things.
She does.
And I'm like amazed by it because I'm so the opposite. I do not think to pull out my phone and record stuff or take photos.
I know.
She'll be in the middle of like, if you're ever having like dinner or lunch with Angela, she'll just be kind of in the middle of it. She'll just be like, huh?
Yes.
And like put her phone away. And you're like, you just take a photo?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
She does do that a lot.
It's such an instinct. At GWO Pit Out. Said, my favorite part of Chance playing female characters is that the mustache is always present. Mm-hmm. I forget that he has a mustache in those moments.
Yeah. Same.
Like, you truly forget. Hannah One Glay said, Amanda is the Sofia Vergara of Smosh. That's high praise.
Oh, I would say
I did not.
That is high praise.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sofia Vergara in Modern Family or just her?
Just her in general.
What's her husband's name in Modern Family?
Oh, I forget.
Jay.
She is so funny.
I'm honestly so honored.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, speaking of True Blood, that was her ex-husband. The guy who played the main wolf.
Oh.
Whatever his name was.
I don't know. I never watched True Blood. Watched don't tell
True
your
Blood.
Dad.
What? True Blood is one of the funniest shows ever. I'm not even kidding. It's so funny.
It's a hilarious show.
It's so funny.
At the O Siren O of O Night.
Okay.
There's zeros. What even is this?
Best comment ever.
I love that when Spencer said, what is Smosh even about in the Chosen competition? People quote that all the time now, and it's very true. I don't know.
I
couldn't tell you.
People ask me, like, my family literally is like, what is Smoosh? I'm like, it's okay. We're going to figure this out. I don't know.
I have not had like a real answer. Honestly, since we started doing Smosh Mouth and Reddit stories, it's nice to be like, yeah, we kind of do a couple podcasts.
We can talk about it.
I just kind of say that. I'm like, sum it up so people can understand. But I'm like, trying to explain Bored AF without just being like, I mean, I guess the truth is I play board games.
We play Uno
and hang out with my friends.
It's so funny because it's like, I'll say I like play board games and hang out with my friends. And I'm like, but it's not really about the board games. It's like, I don't know if anybody cares about the board games, really.
Truly. We play Moose Master for kids and we get heated.
Yeah. On Courtney's new obsession episode, there was a comment where someone said, gay Joker be like, why so querious? And someone replied to that saying, they call me the woker. Why so querious? And then someone in quotation said, the woker.
Dude, I did a woker bit.
We've been doing woker bits.
I did a woker bit on Try Not to Laugh at one point. And? I don't know how it went over. I don't know if that video is out yet.
Oh, maybe it's not out.
Yeah, it might not be
maybe
out.
Maybe that got cut because it was too woke.
It could have been.
So woke.
I think it was pretty funny, but I'll save it. I guess if in a few Try Not to Laughs,
save it.
Like, I don't know. I could tell you the joke here, but it doesn't feel right because I'm not, like, wearing...
You're not wearing...
I'm not wearing
it. You gotta be wearing the woker outfit.
What does this comment have to do with that episode?
It's just people having fun.
So, in this episode also, Courtney, I love everything she's posting from fan art. Courtney does express that she wishes that she was tiny and food was big.
Yeah.
And that she could, like, sit in a pickle jar or, like, lay on garlic bread.
She wanted to like a jelly donut hat. To like be inside the jelly donut with just her head sticking out of like the hole of the jelly donut.
I remember that from or, like, a video we did.
She said like swimming in like salsa, and I was like, that would hurt really bad.
I wouldn't like that, but I would.
My velvet wrap steel would not be okay.
Yeah, we would have to figure out how to get your considerable length to be clean. I don't know what I'm saying.
Wow, all right.
Wow, okay. So I don't know.
Holy shit.
How does that comment?
I don't know. Sometimes people just having a good time in there.
Yeah, I love it.
And I encourage that. You don't have to comment about the video. You can comment whatever you want.
That's true. I do love reading the comments that are just like people saying hi.
They're truly just like, what's up? I'm here hanging out. And then in the We Need to Talk About These Subreddits episode.
Oh, yes.
At Kill K-L-L-Y-E-C. Someone said, Shane watching Heated Rivalry for the hockey is like watching Challengers for the tennis, which I also did. And the tennis was good.
That explains a lot to me. You're like, was how good. Was Challengers? The tennis was really,
really good.
They're really good at tennis.
That's like watching Marty Supreme for the ping pong.
Yeah.
What? I haven't seen it. Is there? Okay. I'll watch it.
I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. Who knows? Maybe by the time this has come out, I'm waiting for it to come to like a video on demand.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
In the episode where we did talk about Heated Rivalry.
Yes.
Everyone wants us to talk about this. At Rinston said, Trevor is going to be devastated when he finds out they talked about pirates without him. We did talk about pirates for a little bit.
We did, and we mentioned you.
Well, because the crew wanted us to talk about things, and someone wanted us to talk about the Golden Age of Pirates. And
we talked about Black Sails.
We talked about Black Sails.
And how Black Sails was, all of those pirates were gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pirates were...
I think, here's the thing, and I could go on and on about pirates, so I won't, but... It's like pirates were really bad people. And I feel like I have to preface that every time I talk about how much I love pirates. They did really awful things. However, there were a lot of ways in which they were incredibly progressive as well. And a lot of pirates were gay. Like they were just, and they were very open about that. And there was no judgment.
You're out at
sea.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, everyone needs
get
some
your
love.
Velvet wrap steel out.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see Charles Vane's velvet wrap steel.
You sure? Days at sea?
Shiver my considerable timbers, you know what I mean?
Shiver my considerable...
Okay, that was funny. Honestly, should we come up with smut?
We like, should try to see who could... We should have a competition for who could come up with the best
smut
terms.
Because it has to be like connected to the theme of the book, because Velvet Wrap Steel, I think, is pretty much directed about like fae. Because they say fae skin is like really soft.
Dude. We could come back. We can circle back on this.
This might be for a whole other
this
episode.
This might be like, because if we give ourselves time to like write these out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smut terms competition would go so hard.
Oh, that would be...
It would literally go so hard.
It would go so hard. Sorry.
Wow.
In the Trying to Speak Other Languages episode, at Die Go Suelo, they say, I'm from Venezuela, and I discovered Smosh many years ago. Back then, I didn't understand much English. I even remember there was a channel with dubbed versions. I liked it more in English, even though I didn't understand nothing. So this feels like a full circle moment. Many years have passed, and now I live in the USA, and a big part of my learning came from watching those videos in English.
That's so sweet.
I've seen a couple people say they use Smosh to learn.
That's awesome.
And that's why their first word is bitch.
Yeah. Shut up.
I have a few, let's see, that I took screenshots of.
Oh.
I'm going to make a burner account and start leaving comments and try and get in the video that way.
So,
no.
First of all, I ended up on Rare Insults. There's a subreddit called Rare Insults.
Wow.
Where people comment just insults that are like new, like ones that you never thought of.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Someone posted a... one of my old TikToks, like from 3 or 4 years ago. It's me, clean shaven, whatever. And just me in a white t-shirt, close up.
Yeah.
And someone commented saying, he looks kind of like a llama in the best way possible.
Mm.
Can I see the picture?
Yeah, it's just, it's there, like, I don't know.
Oh, you do. Look at your sweet little face.
Okay.
It's because you have like a long face.
I do have a long face there. Why the long face?
I could see a llama with that haircut too.
You do kind of look like a llama.
Okay.
You look so sweet, like a llama who spits.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Not like a. No, it's like, sort of an insult. It's more of just a statement.
It's more of a compliment to llamas everywhere.
Yeah, that they look like me.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Llamas are cute.
Yeah.
Then let's see. I have a comment here. I don't know which episodes these are from. We can probably suss it out. At Liz2182, I didn't realize how much structure Shane brought to Smoshmouth. Oh, that's the episode with you, Angela, and Chance when I was gone. That was the top comment. It had 12,000 likes.
Hey. You imagine me trying to bring structure to that episode? I didn't bring the candies. I didn't bring any of that shit. It was impossible. And you know what? I had a good time.
The other top comment on that was giving you guys candy was a choice.
Yeah. No, it was a huge mistake.
Hey, here we have a audio medium. Let's give you guys suckers.
Jesus Christ.
They just brought that pot of candy.
You guys brought the pot of candy?
Angela brought the pot of candy. And when Angela brings something, you can't say no because it's done. You're halfway through the episode and you go, I should have said no to this. Mm-hmm. But it's done. And I truly do feel bad about that episode because I was like, oh my God, we're a nightmare. Like, for listeners, what a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
I did feel like I was on acid that whole episode.
It's a very funny episode, though. Really great. Out about the charge. You guys are talking about, like, intense shit, too.
Oh, yeah. And we were talking it in a way like...
We're all laughing, but I'm like, wait, Chance is talking about being outed by the church, yes. Which is... horribly traumatic.
Yeah,
but we're all
now
laughing.
You see Jesus. How we deal with really traumatic stuff.
Yes, it is a tough thing to be. Not a tough thing, but like we are the types. All of us at Smosh are the types that handle the worst news in our own personal lives with jokes.
Yeah.
But then we got to try to pull that back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to other things,
because yes.
then it comes across. Horrible.
Yes.
It's like, no, that's my way of acknowledging that this is the worst possible thing.
I mean, that is truly, we really let loose on that episode and we were just kind of exploring some dark stuff. And it was kind of like giving each other space to be like, oh, this is how we're handling it while munching on candy, which was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And I will say sorry for that. But
good.
Structure, how? In that episode,
how?
Yeah, it's fine.
How?
I think it's sometimes good that we don't.
You were gone and it was just like...
Yeah, man.
We let loose.
Hell yeah. Okay, this comes from our predictions episode from earlier this year. And it's... Someone clocked it. Someone clocked me on this one. They said, I feel like Shane's predictions are either Smosh will post at least one video this year or humankind will discover time travel. There is no in between. Dude, okay. I made the mistake of saying we're going to discover a new fish. And the amount of DMs and messages across the board that I get about new fish being discovered.
They're like, you're an idiot.
I knew that like they're discovering new fish like
really?
All the time, but like not at this rate. It's kind of alarming how many fish they're discovering.
That worries me.
We gotta slow down. Now, what I was saying too is I'm like, I want like a brand new, like real brand new fish.
Mm-hmm.
Not a new classification.
Yeah.
Not a boring fish. It's gotta be like, holy shit, we've never seen this guy.
Judgy.
Look at this fucker.
Something
he's crazy.
Like they went, like we've gone, you know, they say however much of the ocean hasn't been explored. They went to that part and they found something completely new.
And I'm getting that people are like, no, they're discovering new fish and they're showing me photos and I'm like, yeah, that's a new I've never seen that fish.
But
I need this fish to upstage Punch.
Yeah.
I need Punch to become old news. They're like, no, this fish,
yeah,
he's the news now.
Hey buddy, call me when your fish is cooler.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, wow.
Stop bringing me these bum ass fish, okay? I don't care.
Hard.
Another comment from another one of the videos. Oh, this is from the episode where you came back. It was me, Damien, and you. This comment made me laugh so hard. I remember seeing it back in the day. At Ruzoku said, I can't believe they're going to execute Damien backstage right after this podcast.
Oh my God. Because it was true. It was like, you're in my seat.
All right. And now we have to kill you.
And I was like, get out of my seat.
Get out of here.
I played it so hard.
Last comment I have.
Okay.
And this, because I remember a few episodes ago, we were talking about rats. Remember? Somehow rats got brought up.
I did tell a story
and you,
about Sam.
We didn't know that you despise rats.
I, I, I do not like them.
Wow.
Maybe it's from being from the East Coast and,
yeah,
you know, going to Boston where, like, you go in an alleyway and you're like, oh, here are 1,000 rats dancing. Like, here are 1,000 rats and they purposely want to get on TV.
Dancing rats?
Dancing rats sounds amazing.
I feel like I don't know if I would be cool with 1,000 rats, but if all of them were dancing, I'd be like, that's
they're dancing on your foot.
But I was trying to convince you that pet rats are like a thing. And people have pet rats, and they're actually very sweet.
They're super cute.
I also, before I get to this comment, I was going to say, I'm reading a nonfiction book called The Rise and Reign of the Mammals.
Mm.
And it's all just about how mammals are a thing.
Oh, God.
It's by the same guy. He wrote The Rise and Fall of the Dinosaurs, which is an awesome book.
Wow, that does sound fun.
And now he's writing this book. And I didn't realize that rodents and apes are, like, kind of on the same, like, we're closer to... We're more similar than other branches like carnivores.
Wow.
Interesting.
I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, right. Rodents, like rats and stuff, can grab things with their hands.
Yeah.
We are not as far off as I thought we were.
Yeah, like
compared
mouth.
To like things with hooves and things like with paws.
Bovine.
We are much like rats. They are our brethren.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
No. I feel throw up.
Look, well, there's a lot of times in my life where I'll be doing something and I'm like, I could see a rat doing this.
Yeah.
I'm like eating an In-N-Out burger over the trash can. At the end of the In-N-Out burger is dripping that spread and I'm like over the trash can like... It's rat behavior.
Friggin' Splinter over here.
Master Splinter.
Master Splinter over here. Ashley Morrow said, I've had 4 pet rats in my lifetime, and they are genuinely the sweetest little dudes, like tiny dogs. My very first rat, Fluffernutter, liked to go on walks, had a little harness and leash. I would walk him outside the apartments I was living in at the time.
Ugh.
He also loved hanging out on your shoulder while you did literally anything, or taking a nap in sweatshirt hoods and pockets.
I'm sorry, that's adorable.
I'm sorry,
that is so sweet. You have a little rat on your shoulder?
Look. Maybe I've watched too much medieval shit, but don't they like burrow inside your stomach and then eat your organs?
You're referencing Game of Thrones, yeah.
Referencing like torture methods.
Feral rats. That's like feral cats and dogs are a different thing than...
Do you fuck with Stuart Little?
Well, he's a mouse.
Yeah, but it's
you
like...
didn't have a problem with mice, right?
Ratatouille was hard for me to watch.
Whoa! Whoa! That's awesome!
Nobody's ever said that sentence before.
I threw up 5 times in the theater.
Is it? Do I want a rat making my food?
Ratatouille was really hard for me to watch.
You know how much soup they make? Anything could drop in there.
He washes his hands.
I don't
That's
care.
The whole thing. Yeah. He's a cook.
That
Anyone
was a
can
hard
cook.
For me to watch. It felt like a scary movie.
Damn. Trevor, it was great having you today.
Anyways, dead serious. Thanks, Trevor, for coming.
You said that to a chef.
I love ratatouille so much.
Is it your? It's got to be your. You're a chef. It's got to be your favorite.
It's not my favorite. It's up there. I rewatched it recently. It's an incredible movie.
It is
outstanding.
It is a fun concept. Great movie thing.
great themes.
How do you feel about Feifel?
Feifel Goes West.
Yeah,
I really liked it because of the music.
Okay, but how do you feel about Feifel?
He's cute. He's got a big hat.
Okay, so mice are fine.
He's got like a cute, like he's cute.
Oh, because he's got clothes on.
But he's not a rat.
What if the rat?
Feifel's not a rat.
No, Feifel's a mouse.
He's a cute little mouse with big ass ears.
But if Remy from Ratatouille, if he put on an outfit, would you feel a little better?
No.
No.
He could put on cute ass jeans.
Yes, jeans.
Like he could put on apple bottom jeans, and I'd be like, absolutely.
His considerable
zero.
Girth.
Oh God!
And you're like, what's straining against? We have
a little
considerable length.
Hey, you said it, not me.
Little rat penis.
He puts on leathers, and you're just like, Jesus.
Oh, has the phrase God. "Little rat penis" ever been in one of your books?
No, not yet. And I
it'll
think
happen.
I
it's like
stop.
How you describe the villain in the Smut book. It's like his little rat penis.
No, villains all have considerable lengths.
Everybody's got huge penises.
Yeah, and hey, considerable length is what's a considerable length.
It's whatever.
To you.
It's you as the reader get to fill that in.
Yeah. Thank God.
They do all that, and then they'll be like, "And his cock," and you're like, "Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
I know what that is."
Now we know.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Trevor, this has been. A blast.
A blast.
God, I love you guys. It's good to be back.
We love you too.
It's good to be back.
I'm excited for us to be in the new studio.
I know.
It'll be a few weeks from now, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It'll happen when it happens.
It's going to be fun. The chairs, like, move, too. That's
yeah,
what I heard.
It's actually a rotating. It's like the Carousel of Progress at Disney World.
It's just constantly
rotating.
And then Courtney with URL comes in for, like, 10 minutes.
That's
and then,
how it works.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be every show, every time.
It's going to be wild.
Thank you all for listening and watching, and we'll see you later.
Yeah, we read your comments.
Yeah, we read your comments. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.